Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Somebody hold up your hand and say, me. I volunteer.
I volunteer.
Train me, Lord.
Train me, Lord.
Teach me.
Teach me.
I want to grow up.
I want to
be diligent.
I can take it.
I can take correction.
I can take
reproof.
I want it.
I want it.
Help me.
Help me. Amen. Now don't get offended. Get your feelings hurt when it comes. I was honest with you. I mean, my feelings got hurt a little bit that first time when they looked at me and said that. It was just because I was a baby. I needed to grow up. Now I'm thanking God for it. I said, now I'm thanking God for it. He didn't say that just out of the flesh. He loves me. He wants to see me attain higher places. And you know, with that sloppy attitude, I won't get there. Parents that love their children will be that way with them too. Boy, I told you to do that this afternoon. Why didn't you do it? Why'd you slop over it like that? Good parents will do this.
Yes.
In love.
Yes.
Right? They won't just let it go. And let it go. And act like, ah, it's okay. Daddy will get it. Go in there. It's hot. You know, go in there and sit down. You're preparing them for failure. You're preparing them to be passed over. Where are you? Ecclesiastes 5. I want to remind you that this is not my opinion. This is the Word of God. Oh, help us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ecclesiastes 5, are you there? And verse 4. When you vow a vow to God, what? Defer not. What does defer mean? Some say delay. A good phrase is to put off. What's the opposite of diligence? Procrastination. Putting it off. Putting it off. Somebody say putting it off. Now, if the Lord tells you to wait, then you wait. You wait in faith. But when you just wait and keep putting it off because of laziness of the flesh, that's not right. It's not good. When you know what to do, do it now and do it well. Listen to this and observe this. You see people that's always, well, how shall I say it? They never have time. They're always out of time and always got too much to do. You talk to them about, I got so much to do. I'm so far behind. I don't have the time. I don't have the time. These are folk who are not diligent. I got this from the Lord. Because I made the mistake of telling him that one time. That I didn't know where I was going to get the time to do something. Like he didn't know. And he spoke to me, I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but he said, son, if you don't have plenty of time to do what I direct you to do, you are wasting time. Did you hear that now? Now, I didn't think I was till he said that, but once he said it, I started looking, and of course, he's right. And the people who never have enough time, they're always behind, they are wasting vast amounts of time, just wasting it. People who do little tend to do less. People who do a lot tend to do more. Have you seen that?
Yes, indeed.
People that are on the ball, they'll take on another project.
Certainly.
Won't they?
Yes, sir.
Why? Because they'll figure out how to do it. But people who are slack, they always act like they're overloaded. All the time. I just don't think I can take anything else. Oh, I'm so far behind now. Oh, I just don't have the time. Watch it. People that are talking like that are not diligent people. They are wasting gobs of time. And now, because they're wasting all this time, stuff's backing up on them. Stuff's piled. They're doing other stuff instead of what they should be doing. I wish this was more fun for us. I got to get into something else. Can you spare the time? Where are you? Ecclesiastes 5. Let me finish reading this, then we're going to go to another verse. When you vow a vow to God, the Young's literal says, delay not to complete it. Say, delay not. Delay not to complete it. The NIV says, do not delay in fulfilling it. The New Living says, don't delay in following through. When you say you're going to do something, what do? Don't delay. Don't put it off. Don't defer. What's our two phrases tonight? Do it now and do it well. Is this Bible? It is. The Message Bible says, when you tell God you'll do something, do it. Now, God takes no pleasure in foolish gabble. Vow it, then do it. Now, what's he talking about? Don't defer to do it. What does defer mean? Put it off. Don't defer it. Don't put it off. You said you're going to do it. Don't have people have to call you 3 or 4 times. When you going to do that? You said you're going to fix that. When you going to fix it? You said you're going to pay that. When you going to pay it? It's unchristlike. It's ungodly to put it off, put it off, put it. Well, check with me next week. That's what you said last week. Well, I know, but check with me next week. People act like they're just struggling and victim of circumstances and they just can't get it all together. But the truth is, they're wasting gobs of money. They're spending it on other stuff or else they'd have it to pay you. Wasting time, wasting money, and putting people off. And it's been used so much. Until if you tell somebody you'll do it next week, hardly anybody believes it anymore. Or the check's in the mail. Or I'll mail it tomorrow. So many people are such liars. So let them experience something refreshingly new. Let them experience a revelation. You said you would do it. And you did it now. And you did it well. Yes. You'll leave them with their mouth hanging open. They'll go. Who was that we were talking to? I know half the time we're dealing with other businesses, people want to hire Phyllis. They say, could you come work for us? They're my big companies. Why? Because 4 people told her it couldn't be done or it couldn't be done till next year. And she stayed on it, and our staff stayed on it, and it was done by the end of next week. And then the company say, would you like to come work for us? Why? Because they're, help me, Jesus. People are used to bureaucracy and red tape up over your head, and wow, we'll check into it. When? Well, you know, we may not get to it right away, but eventually we'll get to. Why can't they get to you right away? Why can't they? Because they got to watch some more TV and drink some more coffee and get off early. Did you hear me? And do it again tomorrow. And eventually when it piles up until everybody's about to get fired or the business is going to go down, they have to come in and actually work one day. And that hurts them. They're like, oh man, that's about killed me today. It's too quiet in here. No, he said, when you tell God you'll do something, do it now. And we're saying from other scripture, do it well. Do it well. Now, go with me to 1 Thessalonians. I thought I was about done, but I'm not quite done. You got time for me to be diligent and thorough? I don't want to leave off part of it here. I want to do it now. And do it well. You got your job, I got mine. Let me finish mine up. 1 Thessalonians. I know this is close to home. I know some people don't like to hear it, but your flesh is what doesn't like to hear it. Your spirit wants to hear it because it's an answer to questions why some things hadn't been working for you, why your prosperity hasn't already manifest. Come on now. Why you hadn't found that perfect man or woman yet. Are you listening? It's been the mercy of God that you haven't met them yet, because you're not ready. They might look at you and just keep walking. What kind of person are you looking for? A slob? A lazy bum? Well, they're not looking for one either. What kind of person are you looking for? Single people, help me out. What kind of person are you looking for? You're looking for somebody sharp. Somebody's got it together. Right? They got their spiritual life together. Right? They got their material life together. They got their finances together. They're not going to bring a bunch of debt into this new relationship. They're going to bring a bunch of money. You're not going to teach them how to dress themselves. They already know. You're not going to have to teach them about personal hygiene. They're already clean and neat and sharp. Phyllis, you've heard her tell it. The reason she took a second look at me back in school was because I took my denim jacket off and folded it instead of threw it in the floor. Made her take another look at me. Guys, are you listening? A little bit of diligence can go a long ways.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me